one album to rule them all.
And my goodness, what an album. You know, all bands should just release one album and then call it quits.
I think that would be the best thing for everyone. Because then we wouldn't have like this string of bad album after bad album. Well, you know, maybe like five good albums and then bad album, bad album, bad album.
Yeah.
Etc.
So but Thursday can just be like, oh, this is Waiting by Thursday. Now this is Full Collapse by Friday. This is War All the Time by Saturday.
Are there any other days of the week band names that they'd have to steal the rights from?
Oh, that's right. Wednesday 13.
Taking Back Sunday.
Wednesday 14.
Oh.
Wednesday 15.
Manic Monday? No, Blue Monday.
Ooh, there you go. Man Underboard?
Right.
Man Rightboard.
Woman Underboard.
Woman Overboard. So Tuesdays
with Maury.
Man, we're just going to take copyright law and just like throw it out the window because every band gets one album from now on. Fuck that shit. This is episode 0239.
You said 38 last week.
39, thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go 39.
I too listened to that episode.
It's fucking hot as hell.
It is.
What the hell is going on today? There's literally hell
literal
outside.
Hell on earth.
Yes. 109 degrees, according to my phone.
That's not even the hottest it's going to be today. 111.
111. At least it's not 311.
Yeah, that's
nobody wants to hear that.
No one wants to hear that.
They're still doing
the
well.
The Cure did a great cover of a 311 song.
They did. And then 311 made it famous.
Because it's their original song.
Of course.
Yeah.
But it's really hot here. And I think we're going to die. My dog had a seizure this morning.
Oh, is it heat related?
I think so. I don't know. God. We got back from our walk, and then he just went like...
Oh, God.
Very, very... I don't know. Who has seizures? I don't know.
Old people. Like your dog.
Yes. He's seven. He's an old man.
How old was he when you got him?
A year and a half.
Oh, okay. Because he looks like an old man consistently.
It's blonde hair, not gray hair. I don't know what you're talking about. He has blonde highlights.
Well, welcome to the show, everybody. We got three album reviews we're going to talk about. But since that's a lot of albums and we're going to be here all day, and we don't want to be here all day, we'd rather be in a pool.
We have to go get into a lukewarm pool that may or may not be filled with other people's urine.
Naked dudes?
Always naked dudes.
Yeah.
But it's okay because we went to the pool in my community last weekend. It was very crowded because it was Father's Day. But it's okay because now the other two pools in my community just opened.
Ooh.
So the pool we're going to go to today might have fewer people in it.
Wait, the one we went to last week? Or are we going to get to the new one?
I think we should go to the old one. Because all the hippie, you know, douchebag people are at the new ones.
Because tribal tattoos.
Doesn't everybody have three pools in their
Monster
community?
Monster energy drinks.
Exactly. Bud Light in the pool.
In the pool. Man boobs.
Poop all over the toilets.
Oh, did they finally ruin those pristine bathrooms?
They did.
Like, I would have eaten an egg salad sandwich off of the floor of that bathroom. That's how clean it was.
I did eat an egg salad sandwich off that floor. And my God, it was great. But then I took 9 months off from going in there, and I took my daughter in there last week, and it looked like somebody had exploded all over the toilet.
Oh, like a poop monster literally exploded.
Well, Nora, at least it's not on the seat, so let's go poop real quick.
I'm gonna carry you over this bowl. You're just going to drop turds into the bowl.
The other toilet was crammed full with toilet paper and would not flush.
Oh.
So there's that going on. It's turning into a real like public pool now.
Yeah, it's a real public place.
This must have been like when they let the blacks in.
This is why we segregate pools. See, I don't even belong in this pool. I have to pretend I live here.
I know. And we're lucky they let you in.
I know.
Now we have a pool monitor who sits at the gate.
I'm not even white.
You're not even white.
I was
the only white person in that pool last week. I don't know if you noticed that.
Well, Erica was there too.
Oh, yeah. There was Erica.
Yeah.
And my daughter, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, there was no white people there.
Your daughter, who is as white as a cloud. They probably just thought it was like, oh, the fog's coming in.
Exactly. So we're going to go to the old pool, fight through the feces.
Yeah.
And hopefully there will be fewer people there on this lovely 111 degree Southern California
summer day. Do you want me to poo in the pool?
I want you to poo outside the pool, preferably.
but if I poop in the pool, that'll cause nobody else will be in the pool.
I think if you poop right outside the pool, that might help too.
Like to deter them? Like as long as right there on the entrance of it?
And you put a little sign that says, Mike did this.
With an arrow
pointing to you, and we'll be like, oh, he's with us, so why don't you guys go? It's okay, we feel safe.
This minority lives here.
We'll clean it up later.
Go to the other pool, people.
There's like two other pools. Why don't you guys go there?
Yeah. Just pull a Caddyshack also. We just go to the store, get a Baby Ruth, throw it in there, and evacuate the entire pool area.
Evacuation. So anyway.
We got three albums to get through this week. This week we're not going to do the track-by-track review because then we're going to be here all day. So we're going to do Rare by Hundredth.
Hundredth from South Carolina.
Melodrama by Lord.
Lord.
And we're going to do...
I always forget this one. Royal Blood.
Royal Blood. How did we get so dark? Well, maybe we should do that one first.
Which one do you want to get out of the way first?
Well, let's get some news topics out of the way first. So... Album announcements are how I like to start every news feed, but
yes,
except but there when are we're none. Getting an announcement that we're never going to get an album from this next band. We anticipated 2017 was going to be the year of misfortune. But it was.
We also said that about 2016,
yeah,
but it didn't happen.
Was it 2014? Was that first album?
My number 2-3 album of 2014. Right?
A Spark to Believe.
A Spark to Believe. Fantastic effing album.
Pretty good album.
We almost saw them live, but then Mikey Sawyer got arrested for domestic violence.
Now we never see them live.
And we got to learn all about Micah Relocate, who seems to be making the rounds, I think.
They're okay.
They're okay. Starring Johnny Craig. But then we learned this week, after Misfortune's been like, all right, we're back. We're going to release a new album.
Constant
what I thought.
News cycle from this band.
And then they released a video this week, and then 2 days later, we get news that
nobody wants to be in Misfortune anymore.
Everybody's done with this band.
They just
played Chain Reaction last Sunday night.
They did, and they released a single, you know, not too long ago,
right on Tuesday or something like that, with a video. And we're like, all right, this is the second song.
Outside of their first album?
Yes.
A Spark to Believe.
So we're on our way, and then everybody's like, okay, we're going to quit the band now.
Yeah, so a mass exodus from this band. Yet again, this is the second mass exodus, leaving only one frontman, Mikey Sawyer. Convicted felon?
No.
Were those charges dropped?
Charges were dropped.
Cool.
He's not in the band, though. He also dropped out of the band.
Yes, right. I know. But he was the last surviving member of... The only long-standing member of Misfortune.
Is that true? Because I don't remember hearing anybody else leaving.
So last week, on Thursday, Michael Skaggs, who plays an instrument in the band.
The guitar player.
Okay, he's a guitar player. Posted...
Keep up with your Misfortune names, Mike.
I'm trying to, man.
It's all over the Wikipedias.
Michael Skaggs posted on Thursday, "To whom it may concern, I will no longer be playing for Misfortune. No questions, please."
That leaves so many questions.
I have so many questions now. All I want to do is ask questions.
Like, why, and why, and maybe again, why?
And
what happened?
What does Mikey Sawyer smell like?
What does a koala bear smell like when it's being held by Mikey Sawyer?
Oh, the luckiest koala bear. And also posted on the same day, Nicholas M. Taylor, who probably also plays an instrument.
At least one.
Due to a number of different factors I won't be discussing, I've made the decision to leave Misfortune.
He's the bass or drums player.
Or keyboardist, or triangle player, or fedora holder. He holds all the fedoras
for
the band.
One of the above, yes.
And finally, allegedly Mikey Sawyer texted a person who went online and posted the screenshot of this text. Misfortune is finally done. If you ever need a singer or hear about someone who does, please keep me in mind.
Unlike 3 days ago when we were a fully functioning band excited to release our video.
Oh, yes.
This doesn't make any sense whatsoever, but this is yet one more band
this year. Well, you also
got to
imagine the video was filmed and made like weeks ago, and it was finally
I guess that's
done.
True.
Yeah.
But they were promoting it quite a bit.
They sure were.
And were excited about it, and I didn't watch it because videos are dumb.
Were they still on Sumerian Records?
I believe they got dropped from Sumerian and picked up by Artery.
Oh, okay.
Or Hopeless, or one of the other lesses.
Whichever one condones elderly abuse?
Charges were dropped. It wasn't elderly abuse. It was domestic violence.
Apparently a lot of people are trying to get away from Mikey Sawyer.
He beat up a 42-year-old man.
Yes.
A 21-year-old man beat up a 42-year-old man.
That's twice his
age. Who happens to be dating Mikey Sawyer's grandmother, who's in her 60s.
Mm.
They call it domestic violence.
Yeah.
But if a 42-year-old man was raping your grandmother,
yeah,
wouldn't you beat him up and then get arrested?
But what if I'm in misfortune?
Well, then you should probably think twice, because Adam is ready to see you live.
Yeah, Adam needs to see you live and hear your second record, damn it.
Well,
Mikey Sawyer is selfish.
Apparently.
Are we going to hear from Mikey Sawyer again?
I don't think so. I mean, he always keeps... He kept on popping up everywhere, being like, hey, I'm doing this, and there's this band Northern Lights that has singles that never come out. And so this
is... How
many
songs have they released so far?
I think only two.
Okay.
And they were all excited about their second one, and then people posted in the comments like, oh, it's all right, but I really want you guys to sound differently. And then all of a sudden that band just stopped.
Oh, man, they can't take criticism at all.
So this is the third band this year that we've... Like that broke up?
Yes.
If we count
Let Live.
And there was another one recently.
The other one.
I would go with Skyla Drive.
Done. Yeah.
Because they were, you know, what's his name posted? Like, all right, we're letting Jag go, but you'll be hearing from us shortly. And that was like 4 or 5 months ago now.
Yep. Well, rumor has it, because the very next day after we recorded, I looked into it, and apparently the two guys who left who weren't on ASD, the drummer and the guitarist.
Yes.
Joey Wilson and that Twinkie guy.
Nick Martin.
Nick Martin. No, he's another guy.
Okay. He's the main guitar player who's been there forever.
And that Twink drummer of theirs. But yeah, apparently they're back in the band now that Jag is out of the band. And apparently Joey is going to, from what I read, Joey is going to be doing the clean vocals. But we'll be hearing from them shortly, Adam.
We'll be hearing from them shortly, I'm sure.
Adam likes to use the silver lining of, well, it's, I guess it's just another band for us to stop following, since we follow so many bands.
There you go. So now I don't have
so much free time now.
I don't have to look forward to any new Misfortune albums this year.
Yep.
Out of the 20 albums I've listened to so far this half of a year.
Mm-hmm.
I've only listened to 20 albums, but I think I'm going to save that discussion for next week. The exact middle of the year.
Oh, that's
we true. Should probably do a, you know, first half of 2017
mid-year review.
Summarization, yeah. Which isn't too promising at this point.
Oh.
But anyway, moving on.
Well, all the good stuff always comes out in September, remember?
But hopefully, if this comes true, we'll all be dead very soon.
We followed the saga, the drama, the potential murdering of us, the As I Lay Dying, Tim Lambesis scandal. Just so
circa 2013.
Just so we're clear, I want you to kill my wife.
Yes. Through his release from jail in December of 2016.
Yes. Which we also shared on the show.
3 years of following him.
So the rest of the band of As I Lay Dying, they rightfully so moved on.
To Woven War.
And they, to what?
To Woven War.
To Woven War.
Who has an announcement coming up this week, but I guess we'll talk about that more
Activity.
Next week. Activity.
Activity. Yeah, they formed the band Woven War. They released two albums with O Sleeper's singer, Shane.
Told.
So As I Lay Dying has been, for all intents and purposes, dead. And probably rightfully so.
Yes.
Gotta get away from a potential killer. But this past week, people who still follow the As I Lay Dying social media pages, particularly on Twitter, were treated to an official post on their Twitter page the day after Father's Day.
Dun, dun, dun.
Activity.
That's it. So I don't know what that could mean.
And we do know, based on an interview shortly, I think it was shortly before, shortly after we found out that Tim Lambesis is no longer in prison, that he has access to all the As I Lay Dying social media pages.
That would probably make sense. Because then he also like post a big long rambling thing on their website.
As I Lay Dying is not dead.
Yeah. And then like all the guys in Woven War were like, I don't know who wrote that, but none of us did. Because it was written like it was coming from the band and not just from one guy.
Yeah.
And how the band is still together. Mm-hmm. And Woven War guys are like, I don't know who's writing this, but we're not in.
Thesis is mentally unstable.
He might be off the crap now. He's got the memories. He's got the testosterone boobs.
Yeah.
Or estrogen boobs.
What's that called?
Gynecomastia.
Yeah. Woohoo.
Which you get when you pump your body full of hormones.
Garbage.
And then you drastically take away your hormones.
Ooh.
So, you know, maybe he successfully sued that company or the state of California for not giving him breast reduction surgery.
Yes.
So now he has all this money to hire a new band.
And the new band's name is Activity?
Is As I Stand Living.
As I Stand Living. So I was thinking this might be some sort of like coded message or something that's directed directly towards us.
Yes.
Adam can take in.
Can take very it intensely.
Intensely.
Lying.
Very intensely. Tomorrow, yo.
Tomorrow. I like it. I feel you, Tim. Just keep bringing all your news to us.
Oh, yes. The exclusive place to get all your As They Lay Dying news. So, do you think
why would he stop making music?
Well,
it's all he knows.
Well, last time we found...
He's 36 years old.
Yeah. Time for him to grow up.
Time for him to grow up. It's time for him to make another band.
Hmm. And do you think he's going to recruit new people and make a new As I Lay Dying 2.0?
I'm sure the Woven War guys are not going to go back to him.
Right.
Because they were kind of sick of him.
True.
But a bunch of people
who
have never met him before will think like, oh, this guy is great and is full of...
This will be my ticket to fame.
A la Axl Rose.
A la...
Guns N' Roses.
Ronnie Radke.
At least. Or whatever. A census fail. Every census band
fail.
That only has one lead singer... And a whole bunch of other people
one
behind
him. One original member.
Yeah. One original member left. Paramore.
Yeah. Paramore. My ticket to fame.
So why not? And why not get us hyped? I'm hyped.
Are you hyped?
Because that album from 2012 was the best album they ever did.
That's true.
And it was a 5 out of 12.
And then he tried to murder his wife.
He didn't try. He tried to hire somebody to murder his wife.
Just so we're clear.
And nobody died.
I want you to murder my wife.
And nobody died, though.
Nobody died.
Yet.
For now, if there's no episode next week, you'll know it's because Tim Lambesis has finally found us. He traced our IP address, and he wants us to stop making fun of him and his super serial band and his man boobs.
It's too late.
The jokes have been made, buddy.
I'm ready to hear whatever news is coming.
All right, man.
So.
Are we ready?
Ready
to talk about three really super anticipated releases. Give me one word to describe all your reviews of this week.
Inconsistent?
Okay. All right, that's good. That's a good one. You shot down.
No, I would say 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Ain't bad. Hyphenate it.
Hyphenate it.
There we go. So how about we start with the follow-up to 2014's...
Misfortune?
That's
hard to believe. Oh, sorry, no. Royal Blood with Royal Blood.
Oh, it was a self-titled album, wasn't it?
It was.
Okay, so now this is their follow-up album. 3 years, I guess, because you have to get all of those members together.
Got
to
get all the members together.
There's so
many
of them.
You got to get them to like maybe have some powwows with each other and say, you know what, we should do something a little different on this album.
This is a new album.
I'm just going to plug in my bass. I'm going to turn on my 75 pedals. And we're just gonna rock out.
We're just gonna rock it out, baby.
And fucking A, I enjoyed a fair amount of this album.
I kind of did too. Oh, I forgot to level out this music. So
it's okay. It's just a drum intro.
It's just
nobody
cares. Nobody cares about the drummers.
That's just the drum and bass intro. Oh,
there we go. That works.
But
so
yeah,
this is the title track. How did we get so dark?
I was expecting very little from the single. I was just like, well, it sounds like the last album.
I was expecting exactly that, and I got exactly that.
Yes.
I would say, though, the first half of the album, much better than the second half of the album.
The first 5 songs are great.
Oh, yeah, they're fantastic. They're like some of the best stuff they've done. But I wouldn't say that those songs are better than anything off of the first album.
I'd say it could be on par, but... I mean, still, the last album, I gave it an 8 out of 10 as well. And I gave this one an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, it made my my final top 10 albums of 2014.
And at this point of the year, it would be be close to my number one album of the year.
Oh. I guess we have to talk about that next week, I guess.
But no, I did enjoy a fair amount of this, and there's some pretty good tracks on there.
There's some pretty good ones.
As you kind of get more accustomed to the album, and then you can go back and realize it's only a bass making those noises.
Oh yeah, if you don't know, Royal Blood is a rock duo from the UK, signed to Warner Brothers Records. They had their big debut album 3 years ago. It's self-titled, and yeah, it's just a bass. The lead singer does bass that's plugged into probably dozens of pedals
at least,
and there's a drummer. The drummer's pretty fair. He's a good percussionist.
He's the second drummer, so this is one of those bands with only one original.
One original thing. Yeah. This is my ticket to the fame.
But he's the second. You know, he was on the last album.
Yes.
He just wasn't the original drummer before they recorded the last album
for the Hack Fraud.
If that makes any sense. So let's see. I haven't listened to the album in about 2 days. So
is there anything else you want to highlight?
I like this. Hook, Line, and Sinker?
Hook, Line, and Sinker.
Track 8?
Track 8. Yes, this is one of the highlighted tracks on the second half of the album.
Yes.
Because the second half of the album is kind of bland.
It's not as good as the first half, but still, I gave it a 3 out of 5.
You mean it
the second half of the album.
Okay.
This is, I think, single number 2.
I believe so, too, yes.
Maybe number 3.
So for album number 3 from this band, they got to do something different.
I can promise you that will not happen.
Probably not.
Because
no.
They're just going to go on giant stadium tours, opening for even bigger bands. Everybody's going to be sucking their basses.
Yeah, everyone's going to be like, what? That's only a bass? Yeah, I learned that 3 years ago. I mean, they do some really cool dynamic stuff, too, and it's worth highlighting. I don't see myself revisiting this a bunch. I think the magic is gone.
I didn't revisit the last album for 3 solid years.
But it also...
And then I did, and I was like, oh yeah, there are some good songs on this.
Yeah. It did make my top 10 albums of the year.
But I think it was more out of the surprise factor.
True.
We weren't expecting anything from it the first time, I don't think.
Yes, I believe I started listening to it because of all the buzz it was getting. And it surprised me so much, and I really enjoyed the fact that it's just 2 dudes, the bass and the drum, and I love myself some bass.
And then you go to the grocery store, and you're like, oh, hey, Royal Blood's playing over the speaker here.
Ooh.
Well, good for them. They've made it.
I know this band. Where's my waffles?
They're on the same level as, you know, Bring Me the Horizon is at this point.
That's true.
So, you know, they're making a name for themselves.
Well, good for them, Royal Blood, but... I have to give this the worst album ever.
Well, shit.
8 out of 10 for you?
8 out of 10 for me.
Yeah, for me, I like the first half of the album a lot. Second half kind of drags a bit.
The album's only 35 minutes, so it does go by really fast.
But to me, that last
15 minutes just must really drag. Or 12 minutes.
It drags, dude. It drags a lot. But...
It's only 12 minutes for the second half of the
album. It did not, like, blow me away at all in the same way that the first album did. I don't know if I was expecting it to. I was kind of expecting, like, oh, just more of the same. And this is kind of a band that I feel like can just coast on that sound. Not everything has to blow me away.
They're going
to
coast for at least 2 more albums and then die in a fiery plane crash.
Oh, there we go. And then they're going to reunite a year later?
Yes.
Sounds good.
You're going to post activity.
Yeah. So what do you want to go over next?
Let's talk about some Lord.
Let's talk about some Lord.
Lord was one of the worst albums of 2013, in my opinion. For you, I don't know. Let's check the stats.
Bring out the
Romney folder, please. Let's see what 2013 rolled for us for Lord.
Yeah, well, I don't think Lord ranked... for me in
2013. It was just honorable?
It was, yes. Also, I think I listened to it in 2014. Maybe?
Maybe it's a 2014 album because I'm not seeing it here
on
my 2013 list. Wait a minute. Okay, keep talking about the first Lord album.
So, the first Lord album is an album that... Adam, can you please turn the first Lord album off? I'm trying to talk about Lord.
2013, Pure Heroine. My number 44 album of 2013 out of 58.
Okay. So did it make your top 10 worse at least?
4 out of 10.
Oh.
Would not bang.
Mm. Yeah, it's not going to be in mine.
No? Okay. Tis not.
But I did highly enjoy it. It was a very refreshing art pop album, in my opinion. In a music scene full of generic pop stars who all sound the same, who all sing about the same bullshit over and over again, it's refreshing to get a 16-year-old girl who's like...
It's a 16-year-old girl's perspective from the New Zealand.
Who's not all about boys and and school is so hard.
But didn't you get the vibe on 6 of those 10 tracks that it was just that? Because that's what I did.
You did?
Because four of the tracks are pretty good.
Okay.
Like Buzzcut Season.
Buzzcut Season's great.
But majority of the rest of it was not.
Hmm. Let's start off with the first single that she released off of Melodrama. A good 4 years later. I heard this song when it first released, and it got me hyped AF because, wow, it sounds really different.
It does.
Than pure heroin.
Sounds like somebody learned how to write a song finally. Doesn't it?
It's at least like, and it's a lot more upbeat and a lot more up-tempo than pure heroin. All combined.
Sorry, I'm singing Buzzcut Season. It's really a poorly put together song for a song that I like.
Sure.
But this
those New Zealanders.
This was a lot more production.
Oh, yes.
Still minimalistic.
A lot. Well, there's some tracks in here that's very minimalistic.
There's a minimal effect.
Yeah.
But compared to the last album, this is like fucking...
I know, this is
overproduced
like,
in a way.
This is dubstep compared to the first album.
Yes.
I heard this first single, and it was like exactly what I expected from an artist who took 4 years off from from their debut album. This is exactly the kind of change and evolution that I expect from
a maturing
19-year-old girl.
Well, she's 21
now. She's 21 now.
She was 17 in 2013.
Oh.
Now she's 21.
Oh.
So now she gets to drink alcohol.
Oh, I'm sure she's going to enjoy that. I'm sure she's never tried the alcohol before.
I'm sure she's not going to write songs about drinking alcohol. Did you notice that? A lot of adult language and adult themes throughout this album.
Mm, adult language, for sure. Yeah,
I'm going to go crazy and maybe do things I might regret someday. But
hurt my ex-boyfriend. Maybe, perhaps. I'll probably stalk him, too. So a little bit of
ruin
that,
your
like,
life.
A little bit of that kind of like jaded lover kind of stuff, which I guess a lot of pop stars kind of do. So I was kind of disappointed when I heard stuff like that.
But it's his fault because he kissed a writer in the dark.
That's true.
That's later in the album.
A lot of that stuff comes from her track 5, Liability, where she kind of talks about how crazy she is because she's crazy in love.
At least she can admit her craziness.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not just like, why is everybody treating me like this? I'm just responding like a calm, rational person.
Exactly.
So I lit his house on fire. What's the problem?
It's okay. This is just normal. I'm just going through the normal steps that one would for a breakup. It's fine.
I don't know how they roll in New Zealand.
Well, everyone knows. Also, everyone knows Lord from when she used to open for Julian Darby back in the day.
It wasn't the other way around?
No.
I thought Julian was opening for her.
Julian doesn't open for anybody.
He's got a lot more albums, so that would make sense to you. Okay.
So at the end of the day, though, how did you feel about Melodrama?
It's great.
Yeah?
There's a few songs that I don't care for, but the songwriting is so much better on this album than the last one. So I was just like, whoa. Even this song, even though it's so simple and piano-driven,
yeah.
I'm like, but she didn't write interesting melodies like this on the last album.
Even track 10, where it goes back and kind of does the same themes from Liability.
Yes,
it kind of does
reprise.
Like a Liability interlude until we get to the final track, Perfect Places.
I liked track 3 as well.
Track 3 is great, Homemade Dynamite.
Homemade
Sober, track 2 is one of the singles. It's really good.
Good stuff. Let me check the other ones here. And Perfect Places was a great closer.
Oh, it really
I
was.
Think that's single number 2.
Perfect Places?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Which is interesting. Nobody uses their last single or their last track as a single.
An album like this, I would have expected it to have like a long, drawn-out 5-6 minute final song. But no, it's a clean 3.5, and the album ends kind of on a whimper, but I think it...
On a whimper?
Yeah.
You think Perfect Places is a whimper?
Well, I mean, it doesn't... It's not clear that that's the final track.
Click on it. It has okay. a very final track feel. After you come out of the Liability Reprise,
okay.
which is very...
Well, the final Liability Reprise is very final very track-ish.
Very low. But then you throw in an awesome track to close, and it's just like... This sums up an album right
okay.
here.
Okay. For me, at least, because I don't.
You want it the other way around?
Yes, I kind of
you,
want
you want it to end with a whimper. Is that that's what you're saying?
I want it to end properly.
Soft and dark, not happy.
Cheer up, damn it!
Lord.
Yeah, dude, I'm right there with you. I really, really liked Melodrama. This is a fantastic record. I feel a really good follow-up. So in 7 years, when her third album comes out,
yes, she'll go back to the original. I'm sure. I have a bad feeling like this is not going to be received well. I don't know how it's been selling or anything.
I can probably guarantee number one Billboard as of right now.
I'd ask Alexa, but she's not here right now.
Oh, she's not? Okay, you know what? I'm going to check it right now, baby. Album's only been out for a week, but I think the numbers will be out. Adam, stall.
So I think that this is a great closing track, and it doesn't seem to end on a whimper. This seems like the kind of chorus that you kind of need as like a big, you know, as big as Lord can get, bombastic.
Yes, this,
this
is
feels
kind of,
big.
This is kind of as big as Lord can get. You're right about that.
And I wasn't expecting it as a you know a really good song to close. So what you got here on Billboard?
Currently,
200.
The number one album on Billboard is Witness by Katy Perry.
Well, yeah.
Followed by Kendrick Lamar. Damn.
Isn't he a basketball player?
I think he might be a basketball
Is that Lamar
player.
Odom?
Oh, wow. Number 9, Wolves by Rise Against. That's really shocking.
Lord, nowhere to be found.
Where the hell is Lord? I don't think it's
I think it hasn't
yet.
Charted yet.
Yeah. Okay, we'll have to check next week. Though.
Figure it out next week.
You have 1 week to beat Wolves by Rise Against. Wow, that's really high for Rise Against.
I know.
Good for them.
Isn't it weird that we like Lord more than Rise Against as
know,
of
right?
this moment?
All right, so I think that kind of sums up our thoughts on Lord. Good album. I recommend a bunch of people go check it out. Even if you're not like a fan of singer-songwriter-driven pop music, this is
yes.
this is very much outside of that vein of that. This is really art poppy and lyrically, at least, it does kind of stray away from
it's not, it doesn't have that weird digital background, like simple digital Mike made this on his laptop kind
yes.
of background sound.
I don't know what you're referring to, Adam. I don't make music on my laptop.
You know, when people make beats on their laptops.
Adam, I don't know what you're talking about.
And then hand them over to hip hop artists.
Oh, that I do know what you're talking about.
That's almost what Lord was trying to go with, but she turned it in. She didn't add any emotion to it.
Lord must have heard "Come On, Guys" by Drive By Curious, and was like, "I want to write an album just like that."
It's very like "Adversity" by Mike. By McKilla. Is it Mike McKilla?
Mike McKilla. Yes, that's his name.
That song is very, very Lord-esque. Don't you feel?
Yes.
I think it's
because
Julian Stinch is on it.
So we got probably the most interesting album to talk about this week.
Well, this one got the most hype for the scene.
True. This is the album that the scene needs.
Thank you, Alternative Press. You know us better than we know ourselves.
Alternative Press, Michael Scott. But 100th released their, what is this, their fifth album?
Well, let's see. They had When Will We Surrender, and then they had Let Go,
mm-hmm.
and then they had the two EPs.
Okay.
Resist and Revolt.
Right. And then
Free.
Free
was
2015. So this is number four.
Four, yes.
Okay.
I guess
cool.
that makes sense. So I went back and I re-listened to 100th. Because remember...
Classic 100th.
We got into 100th because just kind of on a whim in 2015 when we
Did,
were
like,
just like...
Did you just hear about them or were they opening for
a I think it was just preparing for Warped Tour 2015. I said, let me just absorb some of these bands, and I happened to throw 100th in the mix.
Yes.
And in my opinion, they were a band that stood out quite a bit
They were a hardcore punk band from North Carolina and South Carolina. And yeah, they
had good hooks.
Good hooks.
It was all unclean vocals, yeah. but... that's all you're kind of expecting.
Yeah.
From, you know, a bunch of old men, young men.
Did any of their stuff kind of blow you away or just kind of just intrigued?
Let Go is a very good album.
It is.
The Resist and Revolt EPs
I love those two EPs.
Pretty fair.
Yeah.
And even going back and listening to Free again this week, I was like, well, this is really not that bad of an album.
No.
If you just
give it
like,
a hard time, but it's like, it's pretty fair.
It's like 35 minutes, maybe 30. And, you know, it's still a solid 7 out of 10, in my opinion. And there's some really good hooks on there for it being purely metalcore and purely unclean vocals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can still enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
So apparently the band hated every faction of that. But anyway.
Apparently, yeah. So they wrote the new album, Rare. And kind of secretly didn't tell anybody, including the label, that they're going for a completely new sound in a new direction.
And that they hate metalcore
so
with a passion.
To all the interviews that one Chadwick Johnson has been giving, including the Lead Singer Syndrome podcast.
Yes.
Did you listen to that episode?
I did.
Cool.
I had to.
Uh-huh.
It's what the scene needed
it's
right
now.
It's
what the scene needs. Alternative Press, Michael Scott. But Chadwick Johnson has been saying in interviews, we'll just kind of just go over.
Let us not forget that we saw them live 9 months ago.
Yes.
In San Diego.
Yes.
Opening for the Amity Affliction.
Yes.
And the band was in the midst of an existential crisis during that show. But anyway.
Because apparently Johnson says that he's been unhappy for years.
For
the band's
years.
Earlier hardcore and metalcore sound.
This band started in 2010. Continue.
Exactly. So many years that he just swallowed it because it's a paycheck.
Oh,
because there's
snap.
So much money in the indie hardcore metalcore scene.
They made a name for themselves, I guess.
I had no idea that they. I mean, are they apparently bigger than we think that they are?
I don't think so, because they were third bill on that Amity Affliction.
That's true.
Show, like, what was it? It was fucking that band that I can't remember now that nobody had ever heard of. Then it was Trophy Eyes.
Uh-huh.
Then it was 100th. Then Being as an Ocean.
Yes.
And then Amity Affliction.
Yes.
Did I get all of them? So yeah, I mean, so 9 months ago they were that band. So yeah, I don't think this band is like super duper popular, but
yeah,
they have fans. They have a fan base.
I won't doubt that. They drew a pretty big crowd at Warped Tour as well when we saw them.
Yes, they did.
Or maybe they were just people who were there to say Senses Fail and they didn't leave.
That's very possible.
Who knows?
And then they, you know, he had a fan sing the songs.
Oh, that's true.
And I was like, I've never heard this song in my life, even though I've listened to every single 100th album.
Exactly. So he goes on in the interview to say, the truth is we didn't want to keep doing the same thing over and over. Churn out a safe record to keep the train moving and food on the table. Again, there's no money in the indie hardcore scene.
You're
Stop
making
misleading people.
$15,000 a year. Continue.
Exactly. We drained our hardcore vein on Free after we felt unfulfilled and boxed in.
35 minutes. Continue.
35 minutes. All 35 minutes of it.
Drained our hardcore vein?
We had nothing left to give. We've never sugarcoated anything, and there's no sense in starting now. We felt we owed it to anyone who knew of our band to explain where we were and where Rare came from. So I was as honest as possible in the interview about where we were. Love it. I like it. Love it. Hate it. Ignore it. We just want to be real about it.
Well, but you can't argue with that.
Can't argue with that.
And the fact
and
that
I
they
do give this band kudos for choosing to
alienate their entire whole sound.
But this is kind of stuff that like we say all the time. Like, if a band doesn't want to do a thing, let them do another thing.
Right.
This is what Polyenso.
Oceano.
Yeah.
Right?
Oceana.
Goddamn. Oceana gradually changed and then eventually changed their name.
Yes.
When they became a completely
different
band. So
they took it one step further.
Yet according to
the
Lead Singer Syndrome, no band has ever done this before in the history of the metalcore scene.
I know, and I was
anyway.
There yelling at my headphones, Oceana!
I know, me too.
Oceana!
Like, they know so many bands that we've never heard of in our entire lives. How do they not know
and
of Oceana?
And even a less extreme example, Bring Me the Horizon. Probably the biggest rock band in the world right now.
Exactly.
They had a sound kind of similar to, you know, 100th in their earlier
Except
days.
Except far worse.
Far, far worse. And then they gradually started incorporating, like, arena rock music
yes.
and pop music and things like that.
But I guess
no band has ever done this before.
Maybe the Beach Boys with Pet Sounds? I don't know.
That's true, yeah. Oh, you guys are fucking idiots. Anyway.
But anyway.
So I don't know how long ago it was. Like, maybe a month ago when they finally released their first single off
Probably.
Of I forgot what song that was.
I think it's track two.
Okay, we'll
Neurotic?
Just play that one then. So we'll just play track two off of Rare, Neurotic. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm playing some...
Was this track one?
I'm playing some Silver Sun Pickups.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Sorry. I thought this was either track one or track seven. Not, are you sure it's track two?
Hold on. I don't have my glasses on. No, oh shit, it's track 27. Damn it.
Okay.
I kid, this is track 2, Neurotic off of Rare. When you first listen to the album, you first listen to the first song, it's like, this is amazing. I love this sound. Yeah, it does kind of give you some Silver Sun Pickups vibes.
Yes.
But wow, I had no idea this band is capable of this great spacey kind of shoegazing sound.
Shoegazing.
That's the new term
people.
I learned this week.
Yeah, me too. Should we tell the people what it means?
Apparently, shoegazing is a form of indie hardcore mixed with like electronic elements.
But you know why they call it shoegazing?
Why is it called shoegazing?
Because there's so many effects pedals the guitar player is using.
Oh.
All he does is stare at his shoes the entire time that they're playing.
Aw.
That's where it came from.
That's awesome. I
clicked on it on Wikipedia and it told me that.
Okay. I just know of the term because everyone's been saying, oh, this is a great shoegazing album.
Right.
Oh, that must be a genre that I don't know of.
There's a lot of bands that apparently are falling into this, according to Lead Singer Syndrome, but that's what it means, is they're just... But, okay.
Thrice! No band has ever done this before!
No band's ever changed. But I think going from where Free was into this...
That is like, a drastic change.
Yeah,
like, there was no indication that this band was moving in this direction.
Everybody else, it was more of a gradual change over the course of three or four albums.
Good point.
So, I loved it at first, but then listening to it all week, no.
It's kind of samey.
There did not need to be the same guitar sound on every song.
Yes.
And the vocals did not need to sound like this on every song. You can't understand what he's saying.
No.
And it's very...
I have that same problem with Silver Sun Pickups. I can't understand it.
Exactly. If that vocal effect was not on his voice, I have a feeling I would enjoy this better. Like, if it was just a regular voice singing, like, melodic.
Yes.
Like, I might enjoy this more. But, boy, do I... dislike this album.
Ooh, straight up dislike.
Straight up, yeah.
I feel like they should have released an EP.
Was this track two again?
I just replayed track two.
Okay.
Because I like it so much. And this is track seven down. Same exact guitar sound, same exact guitar, same exact... Yeah, you're right, though. By the end of the album, the vocals become monotone.
By the time you get to Departure, the final track, I'm like, oh my god, if I have to hear you sing one word as a chorus one more time,
yeah,
I'm gonna shoot myself.
But
and it, oh man, it just does not feel right at all.
But that being said, though, I love this band's new sound. I love this new direction, and I want them to continue. And
oh, they're gonna continue.
I want them to expand on this, and I want them to write better songs. Better songs with a more diverse kind of a sound, and like,
yes,
differentiate your songs a little bit. Play with your vocals.
There's hardly any interesting dynamics. There's hardly any good hooks in the
yeah, there's no
melodies.
Really good choruses.
The guitar work is great. I cannot deny that.
Yes.
But man, it's not interesting. Like, I can enjoy track one because it's like, oh, it's the beginning of the album.
Yes.
And I'm just like, oh, this is pretty good. And
but
then
if you listen to track one 12 times, it's basically the same thing as listening to it all the way through.
I gave Shy Vane a pass. I can't remember why. But
okay.
This is down.
This is down. You want to go to Shy Vane?
Shy Vane is track nine.
Right.
And that's pretty much the end of my interest in this album. By the time I get to track nine, I really don't want to keep going. And Departure feels like such a bad closer for being 5 minutes long or whatever it is.
Departure is kind of like, okay, it's a little too long. This is dope. Like, the intro is dope. I love the atmosphere. This album's atmosphere is so...
And you got to remember, I had no problems with where this band was.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoyed their previous work.
We were just expecting another hardcore album from Hendrix.
Yes. But then when I found out they were changing, I was like, oh, this might be really, really good.
Yes.
And it's a good start.
And you were hyped when they released the first single.
I was, because I was like, oh man, this is a huge shift.
Yes.
But I was kind of expecting.
Got me super hyped. Not, like, I love huge left turns when bands do things like this, especially when it's good. But this is, they blew their wad in like the first three tracks, I think.
Yeah, pretty much.
I feel like they ran out of ideas. And it's kind of doing the same thing over and over again, but their next album, I predict, is going to be great. Oh, Adam, you learned all of the lyrics.
Chiron. Oh, sorry. Chiron.
You learned the whole lyrics of the entire album.
Man. That's interesting. So I gave it like a 3.
3?
3 out of 12.
Do you remember what 3 that was?
Tracks 1, track 3, and track 9.
Okay. I... have to give this.
It's hard, especially on your rating system, because right. It is such a huge shift, and you're like, you give the band a lot of credit for doing that.
I do.
So in that turn, it's the best album ever.
On that turn, you're right. It's the best album ever. Judging on an album on its own, I got to give it a worst album ever because it's kind of boring. It like I said, it blows its wad in the first three tracks. Every song sounds almost exactly the same.
I'm really interested in how it conveyed. When they played Warped Tour, like they didn't play any of these songs before Warped Tour live.
Yeah.
And then
now they're not playing any old stuff
anymore. And they're not playing any old stuff anymore either. So it's like, if you were a 100th fan who just happened to not be on social media ever,
you know.
It's like, my favorite band 100th is out there.
I'm wearing my heart shirt.
And
my favorite band.
At least at the end of Lead Singer Syndrome, Shane said he asked Chadwick how it was after that first set. And he said, it was weird. So,
it's going to be weird.
Interested to
it's
see
gonna
what's going to happen
for the rest of this year for this band.
I mean, all their Facebook comments was like, "You guys are so great! I'm so happy for you." Blah blah blah.
But
I'm not sad that it sounds different. I'm just sad that the 100th I used to know is no longer possible.
But I'm glad that they're getting feedback like that. Though
I know
I'm glad that they're,
it's
I'm
fair.
Glad that
it's not. Gay fags, Ron Paul 2012 kind of stuff.
Ron Paul 2012, exactly.
And even if you look at it, like only one or two people are putting angry faces on when they post their singles.
So. Yeah. So I'm happy for this band. I'm really interested in their new direction. I mean, their new direction like shot them up, at least on my hype list, like tenfold. But unfortunately, this album's kind of boring, and I don't see myself revisiting it other than a few songs here and there.
Maybe they will refine it. In 2019.
I really, really hope for that because I think they've got a good recipe here. They just can't cook.
I have
all the ingredients are there. They just need to learn how to cook.
I have a feeling that this is going to bomb badly.
This album?
Yeah. I mean, I have no idea how their other albums have been selling.
Are you going to disband after
this?
Well,
I don't think they're going to disband. I just think it's going to sell really badly.
Hmm.
Like, I don't know where their other albums are, you know, sales wise.
Okay.
I just have a feeling that people are going to be like, oh, it sounds really good, but I'm not going to buy that.
Oh, yeah.
The people who actually buy albums, that is.
Right. They're all busy buying Wolves by Rise Against, I suppose.
There's a lot of that in Katy Perry.
Well, how about next week we go over some, because we're going to do like a mid-year report card next week anyway. How about we do some Billboard updates?
We got to
find
out.
We
should do that.
Yeah, by next week, the Rare and Melodrama and even Royal Blood will be up on Billboard charts, and
yes.
we'll go check those out.
We'll do that.
So did you listen to anything else this week?
That was it. That was my three.
Okay, cool.
And I have nothing for this week coming up except for the Corey Wells EP.
Oh, okay. You haven't listened to that yet?
Oh, I kept on forgetting, and then I've started listening to it because I ran out of albums.
Oh, okay. So, strap yourself in, man.
Feels.
Three tracks.
No, I love it. I mean, the three tracks are great.
Oh, yes. Did you enjoy the reimagining of
Weakness?
Weakness?
Oh, my God. It's the best version of Weakness
I've
ever heard.
He has the members of Movements helping him with that, right?
Well, damn straight. Hopefully that band has an album before they break up.
Oh. Well, I want to go see them on Warped Tour. So.
Well, I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Tell them hi from Corey Wells.
Again, I think we promoted this on last week's album, last week's episode, but go check out How to Tear Apart the Ones You Love. By Corey Wells, not the lead singer of Three Dog Night.
Right, he posted that this week. But
actually, I saw that on I saw that on iTunes when I bought.
Oh,
this record.
That's right. Because and when I Wikipedia'd him at Taste of Chaos,
it's like, oh, and
he's Wikipedia'd not the lead singer. He was the guitar player who died in like 2013 or something.
Yeah. So Corey Wells is back from the dead. He has a solo album,
and he's much younger now.
Much younger, much handsomer,
and much more single.
Oh,
ladies. His girlfriend was so hot.
Don't break his heart, though.
Don't. He will write a song.
Three songs about you.
Just like Lord did.
Oh.
Whoa. Nope. We can't use that for Lord anymore.
Oh, we can't.
It's actually good now.
Yep.
It's weird.
We can. So favorite album this week was from Lord?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I would say it was the standout of the week.
Nice.
With
a
Royal Blood in a close second.
Overall, I did enjoy, you know, all of the albums for what they were. And what they had to offer, but yeah, it was a really good week. So next week,
darn tootin'.
No big reviews for you next week, unless we get some weird shadow drop.
I know. Do we have any? What's the next album coming up? Silverstein on July 14th.
Silverstein is July. There's something in the first week of July, but I don't remember what that is. But we have some more big albums coming out. So be on lookout for those because
isn't Lights releasing a bunch of shit?
Still no date. She released her new song this past Friday, Giants. Yes. Did you listen to it?
No.
It sounds exactly like something off of Little Machines, and I got really sad.
Are you reading the comics to keep up?
I'm going to read the comics when they come out.
Oh, they have...
Even she doesn't have a date for her comics.
She just said, like, issue 5 is dropping soon.
What?
That's what I read last, so I was going to ask you if you were up to date on it.
Oh, damn it. I've been missing the comics. Ah, okay.
And apparently, issue 5 foreshadows other tracks on the album, so you got to read it first before you listen to it.
God,
it's too much work that goes into this.
I just want to listen to their Lights album. Anyway, guys, go subscribe to us on iTunes if you can. If you're not an Apple user, you can subscribe to us on Stitcher. You can email us if you like at theskinnywithmikeandadam@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at theskinnywithmikeandadam, and like us on Twitter, theskinnyofficial. No, the
Skinny
Pod.
Nobody's doing that anymore.
No.
And the Melting Pod.
Oh, go check out Shit Rick Says, our friend on the Melting Pod Network.
He had no new album, no new podcast this week.
Oh, he should have one this weekend, I believe. That's what he said.
And go back and listen to some old Dead Bedouins.
Oh, God, yes.
I've been doing that, and man, are they fun.
They're great.
There's a character that was back in 2013 named Briley.
Oh, no.
She was a 14-year-old intern that they hired to get experience.
Okay.
Like, she had to start off with, you know, working as an intern and blowing podcast guys.
Oh, okay.
And then work her way up to homeless people, and then work her way eventually up to superstardom.
Okay.
So, it's a...
Who plays Briley?
Briley is just there. She's her own force of nature.
You have to tell me what episode number that is. I don't think I've listened to that.
I know. I've already deleted it from my iTunes.
Drama!
But it's the first episode that Cricket Leg is on.
Okay.
So, it's way, way back in 2013.
Okay.
Podcast hype. And I just think that they need to bring Briley back because she just kind of disappeared. She had a really rough life when she told her life story.
We have to catch
up
with Briley.
She should be like 17,
4 years.
17 or 18 now.
Yeah.
But she's probably dead based on the lifestyle she was living at the time. So I just, if
so
they could bring her back
this,
and just catch us up, Sandman and
catch
Max Power.
On some Briley hype.
Yeah. I would love that.
All right.
And I finally got to the episode where they just got picked up by Podbender.
Okay.
Nice. And all the joys that came from being on the Podbender network. It's so depressing.
Oh, no. Anyway, guys, so thank you guys for listening to our show this week. If you have any thoughts, you can share them with us on our email or our Facebook page or on Twitter, if you like, at The Skinny Pod. And subscribe to us over on YouTube as well at The Skinny Official. We made a documentary. Adam did a really great job on it.
Zero people have viewed it in an entire week.
Oh, we got to change that. You guys need to please like share that with people.
I'm going to be done making documentaries if nobody gives a shit.
Drivebycurious.bandcamp.com. And like we say every week on The Skinny with Mike and Adam,
if your cow shits on your face, it must be all over your face.
You did a poop one last week, didn't you?
Okay, fine. I'll come up with another one. When a car drives down the street, you better fart in a car that's going the other direction.
It's always about the butthole with you.